Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. Come September 2024, it'll be 4 decades of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history. Of course, this is Ring Talk. Of course, often imitated, but never duplicated. Of course, I am not only your host, I'm an award-winning boxing writer and a 4-time Golden Glove champion. So, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're buying the pay-per-views. Or are you? Or are you stealing the pay-per-views? Because nobody I know, outside of a few people, myself included, are buying the pay-per-views. Most people are stealing them. I can't figure out how these boxing promoters are making any money nowadays, because everybody I call is like, yeah, I'm watching it. How much it cost you? And they're real mum about that. When you call somebody on the phone, and you ask them how much the pay-per-view costs, and they don't say nothing for effort. Like Steve Albert from Showtime Cable. Remember when I caught him with that hot box about 15, 20 years ago? He was going back and forth between two different pay-per-view events. And I said to him, how much does that cost you? He goes, oh, nothing. I said, oh, you must have a hot box. And he went silent and said, but when they go silent, that's a good indication that they're stealing pay-per-view. Stealing pay-per-view would be one of the subjects we discussed today with, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, the changing of the guard, the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, linear heavyweight title going from Britain to Ukraine. Straight up, we'll come talk about Tyson Fury losing. I thought Tyson Fury lost across the board. I didn't think it was a close fight, really that close. I thought that when Oleg Usyk imposed his will, he sort of beat Tyson Fury around the ring. And that one fight, that one round, the ninth round, people criticized Mark Nelson, the referee, for not stopping the fight. But after watching Tyson Fury get up from a Deontay Wilder knockdown when he looked like the Undertaker in some WWE event, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I think Mark Nelson did. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can keep going, of course, and Veev TV, and of course, I'm talking about the WBC page on Facebook. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment?
Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
Time to go to the Bronx, where my favorite guy, not my favorite guy, of course, I'm talking about Donald Trump, appeared this week in front of a crowd of 2,500 people after boasting it was something like 25,000 people. Bottom line is, he's a loser. Please don't vote red in November. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Especially if you're a woman. If you want to think about female rights, if you're a woman, please, you can't vote Republican. You just can't do it. And I have to say this because my mother was a woman. And at one point in time in the 1960s, she got pregnant. And unfortunately, she had to abort the pregnancy. And guess where she did it? In Howard Brown's basement. And what I'm trying to tell you is that Howard Brown's mother was a nurse. This is what women were forced to. And this is what women are being forced into do in states in this country where it's illegal. They're going into basements and this and that, or they're going across the border if you can afford going across the border. But more often than not, they're ending up in the basement. So that's why I'm all for abortion rights and women having the right to choose when it comes to their reproductive decisions. I mean, it's all up to the woman. Forget, oh, it's a gun. No, no, no. It's the woman's decision. She's bearing the child. Enough said. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it from the East Coast, the West Coast to the East Coast and bring my main man, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, how's life treating you?
Did I
life
lose him?
Life is good. I can't complain.
Pardon me. No, one more time. I had to turn up my mic. No. I had to turn up those earphones. Try it one more time.
Yo.
Sock.
Can you hear me, brother?
I can hear you. Go for me.
Hey. So,
you know, why don't you already you want to reconnect with him? Is that Sock, can you hear
I
me?
I hear you. I hear you.
All right. It doesn't sound right. He's echoing in my ear, so let's just redial him. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Technical difficulties be what they be, but let's redial him. I want him to sound clear, and that was a little echoey. Of course, he's coming to us from Skype from the Bronx. Of course, as I said, Donald Trump was in the Bronx this week. More power to him not. Straight up, Oleg Usyk, now the undisputed world heavyweight champion, 22-0, 14 KOs, took the WBC belt and the linear title, the Ring Magazine title, by a 12-round split decision. Of course, that was Saturday night in the land of Ban Rolon. I'm talking about Saudi Arabia. Of course, Oleg Usyk, as I said, 22-0, 14 KOs, drops Tyson Fury basically from the throne. Tyson now 34-1-1. That one draw to Wilder, of course, 24 KOs, the linear world heavyweight champion. But he did it via a split decision. One judge had Tyson Fury up 114-113. One judge had Usyk winning 114-113. Another judge had it 115-112. I had it about, I sort of realized at the end of it all that Oleg Usyk was a winner by 3 points on my card. So I can go 115-112. I can stick with that. But the bottom line is, it wasn't all that close of a fight because at the end of the day, Oleg Usyk imposed his will on the bigger guy. And yes, I know I've been saying this for years and years and years, and this is my patented line. Sock will tell you this. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But guess what? Not this night. Oleg Usyk upset the apple cart. Straight up, let's bring it back to the Bronx and Socrates Palmer. Soc, was it that much of an upset?
I think it's a slight upset. I think it stamped Usyk's career. You know, I think Alexander Usyk is as good a fighter as anyone has ever fought. And I stand on that. I think he is a complete fighter. He's a guy that has that special intangible of rising to the occasion. And it's funny, I was doing some research, and the evolution of the athlete is something amazing, right? Joe Louis was the same age as Alexander Usyk was when he fought Rocky Marciano. And Joe Louis, you know, obviously was past his prime. At 37, Usyk just beat the lineal heavyweight champion, in my eyes, convincingly. So it was a great win, a really good fight, good build-up, a lot of, you know, quote-unquote animosity. It was nice to see them both, you know, hug it up at the end, and more than likely there will be a rematch. That should be pretty good as well.
You know, although there was some suspense in that ninth round when Tyson Fury was reeling all over the place and Mark Nelson had the option of stopping the fight, I'm going to go back to what I said a couple of minutes ago. I think that it was correct in giving him the benefit of the doubt. He was the linear world heavyweight champion, and he had gotten up from the dead looking like The Undertaker in a WWE type of event against Deontay Wilder. So I thought he was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was justified, but Mark Nelson's getting roasted. He's getting roasted on the internet over that.
You know, I co-signed that. I think he did give Tyson Fury a break. I think if Usyk could have jumped on a little more, maybe Tyson doesn't get up. But Tyson Fury has shown that he's special also. You know, he's gotten dropped before, even from when he made his U.S. debut.
Yeah.
He got dropped by a cruiserweight, Steve Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not going to, you know, ever question his stones. The only question with Tyson was his discipline, and maybe it's caught up to him. You know, he didn't look as sharp as we've seen him. He looked like a 37-year-old.
I think he looked more like a 47-year-old. I mean, he really looked old. At some point in time, he just looked like an old, bald man staggering around the ring.
Bro, that's spot on. Yeah, he did. You know, like, it was something different. You know, he didn't have the same snap. You could probably go back to those Wilder fights were wars.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he won, but he also got lumped up too, you know, and punches are not like vitamins. They don't help you out at all. So I think it's maybe a collection of that and Usyk just wanting it a little more and being a little fresher, you know. And if you notice, Usyk kind of only fights once a year, which is probably good strategy, you know, for an older fighter, but he's still in shape. You know, he doesn't balloon up. He's the guy that's kind of matured into the heavyweight frame now, and I wonder what happens if the IBF will strip him, you know, that which would be a shame. I believe he filed some paperwork to avoid that, so I guess we'll find out soon.
When you talk about ballooning up, are you talking like Wilfredo Gomez? Is there a delay going on? Yeah, there is.
Why do you mention Bazooka Gomez?
You said balloon up. I just happened to mention Bazooka Gomez or Roberto Duran when those guys ballooned up. I remember one time Duran was 220 pounds and he went down to 147.
Wow. And the difference, those guys are about 5'6", right? Maybe. And this guy's 6'6", 6'9", or whatever. Yeah, that's not the best discipline.
So Tyson Fury gets himself in the best shape he can, and he comes up short. I can't see him doing any better in a rematch.
I agree. I agree. People were questioning whether the fact that he made it come in too light, and he was 262, so it's not like he was, you know, fit, slim, and trim either. I just think that everything has caught up to him. I think the wars are wilder. I think
the
lifestyle, coke, the drinking, you know, I think everything, you know, and let's face it, he's made a lot of money. You know, what was he old saying? It's hard to run in silk pajamas, right? So maybe he's just not as hungry.
We have a clip from him back there somewhere in the studio where he talks about you beat up a fat guy and this and that, and all I'm doing this for is a few quid. Once I get a few quid, I'm out of here. And a few quid, of course, is a few bucks. At the end of the day, he's not going to retire. He's going to cash in one more time. There was a rematch on the undercard. Yawn. The IBF cruiserweight title was evidently vacant. Unbeaten Jai Apatia, now 25-0, 19 KOs. Regained the belt with a 12-round decision over Morris Prettis, of course, 28-3, 20 KOs. I don't know, 117, 111, 116, 112, 116, 112. Is there something, am I missing something with this guy? Because people are saying he's the future, maybe as a cruiserweight and a heavyweight, but I don't see it.
Yeah, there was nothing that I would say, you know, go crazy about. I mean, he kind of got some fame because he was the reason the fight was postponed with Fury and Usyk. He cut Fury in camp. The guy has a great physique. I thought Prettis really showed that he still had a little bit something in the tank. You know, he former world champ, one of the people that Usyk conquered to unify the cruiserweight title. I still need to see more about the Australian. I'm not necessarily impressed.
Okay, a WBC heavyweight title eliminator. I don't know, final eliminator. I have no idea. WBC number three guy, Ajit Kayabel, 25-0, 70 KOs. Knocked out WBC number two guy, Frank Sanchez, 24-1, 17 KOs. Frank Sanchez has more rolls than a drum. I mean, how did he get beat? How did he ever become number two?
That actually was an upset. You know, Frank Sanchez undefeated, and got beat up. I have no idea. I mean, inactivity maybe played a part, although he did fight not too long ago. But
he looked like a construction worker. He looked like he showed up with his lunch pail, like he was a construction worker. He should have just brought his lunch pail. I mean, because obviously he needed to eat between rounds. He was so underfed. Didn't he look malnutrition to you? We got to reconnect. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking
the world. What's the old saying about you can't?
Daniel, let's roll. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. We'll reconnect with the delay there. That delay is blowing my mind. Of course, with Socrates Palma via Skype. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in the industry, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Does that look like a fighter's body? Shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. You let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame
so,
on me.
So, you know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional. And if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practicing your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So, credit to him if he can beat me in the rematch. This time he beat a fat man. Boom!
Tyson Fury basically telling boxing go to hell back in 2016. I'm here to make a few quid. Well, he's made a few quid, and of course he's going to make a few more with the rematch set for the land of Boulder, a banned roll-on deodorant. Of course, Saudi Arabia, that's going to go down, I think, in October. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have Sock back on the conventional telephone. Get this. We had him on the, you know, the computer hookup, all that kind of good stuff, all the mighty internet, that kind of good. It didn't work. We got him back on the cell phone. You there, bro?
Yes, brother. Back to basics. It's okay.
Back to back to basics. No doubt about that. Now, Devin Haney, of course, and Ryan Garcia. Now, is Ryan Garcia's second urine test or whatever, has this come back positive? Has Ryan Garcia been convicted of doping?
Unfortunately, if you're a Ryan Garcia fan and if you're a fan of the sport, Ryan Garcia's B sample did come up positive for the banned substance, Ostarine. And I guess you could put Ryan in the same category as Canelo Alvarez, Tyson Fury, Roy Jones, and the list goes on and on and on. So he's in a good club, I guess. Nah.
You know, how can I put it to you? You know, everybody's screaming about this and that, and you know, the fact he might have been on PEDs, this and that. But you can't unexpose Devin Haney. In other words, I think he's been exposed. And I'm going to put this question to you just like this. Okay, he can't take a punch, and he doesn't, and he can't punch with 15 knockouts and 32 fights. What value does he have as a prize fighter besides a WBC title?
I'm not saying this to blow smoke up your backside, but you're spot on. Look, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, right? It's always been rumored that he doesn't catch well. When Jorge Linares buzzed him, JoJo Diaz buzzed him. This time he got buzzed by a legitimate puncher. He got beat up. And like you said before, he has no punching power. He's pillow-fisted. He's a very flashy fighter. And people get confused. But the guy with fast hands, but he's not really a good boxer. In other words, coming forward, his defense is suspect. And I've heard this firsthand from people that have shared the ring with him, that he can be hit moving forward. And he's always been kind of a weight bully. You know, he's the guy that balloons up big time after fights.
165 for this fight.
Yes. And if there was a competitive edge, which I thought was kind of bad, but he paid the fine, was that 3 pounds that Ryan Garcia came in overweight. But he can't use that as an excuse because he took the money.
No. That was a godsend to him. He said, holy cow, $1.5 million, you're doing nothing, bring it on.
Yeah, exactly. And Ryan Garcia is walking around the entire fight build-up week without a shirt. I mean, you don't have to necessarily, you know, be the keenest eye. You can tell there's something wrong with this dude. There's no way he's going to be at 140 pounds for the fight. His camp should have been knowing that. And instead, Devin Haney's in a sauna suit at one of the press conferences. Well, so
they did know that. There's no doubt about it. Now, I got to ask you this. Haney doesn't punch well, obviously, 15 KOs in 32 fights. He started his career off in Mexico, so you would think that he'd have a whole lot of KOs, but he doesn't. But why would he wear Everlast gloves? Just like Kambosos, he couldn't, he can't punch. Why are these guys wearing pillows? Did you see the gloves he had on?
Yeah, that's a good point. Normally, guys that are the punchers, they choose the Reyes gloves, and the padding distributed is different. I don't know. Sometimes guys just have contracts. I think it could be contractual.
It was money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably just money.
Muhammad Ali fell in love with Ray Flores gloves. Ray Flores was a glove maker out of Burlingame, California. He made the gloves for the 1960 Olympic trials that were held here in San Francisco, California. National Golden Gloves, something like that. Anyway, Ali fell in love with him as Cassius Clay, and Ray Flores made his gloves for a few years. And then Everlast came along, and Everlast said, if you wear our gloves, we'll give you, you know, X amount of money. And that was the end of Ray Flores' gloves. But still, Ali used them in the gym when people weren't looking.
That's a fascinating point. I didn't know that. Everlast, a Bronx company, you know, up until about 15 years ago, to Missouri.
You know, there was a big article this week on former heavyweight champions and where they are now and this and that. And they went back to the 1960s and talked about some of the upper echelon heavyweights, this and that, and most of them suffer from CTE. In fact, somebody did a special this week, I think Rich Historian did one as well, on Eddie Machen. Eddie Machen was the number one ranked heavyweight until he went to Sweden and got knocked out by Ingemar Johansson one round. But Eddie was the guy that sort of got me into boxing and sent me to the boys club when I was 11 years old, so I give him props for helping me out there. But Eddie died with CTE. He died suspiciously, either he fell off a balcony or he was pushed. But I'm going back to James Broad. Do you remember James Broad?
No.
Okay, James Broad, he was a North American Boxing Federation heavyweight champion in the late 80s, early 90s, this and that. Anyway, he was a sparring partner for everybody in Las Vegas. In fact, he was the guy that you wanted to spar with if you were a heavyweight. Mike Tyson must have won 1,000 rounds with this guy. I mean, in other words, he really was, he was everybody's punching bag, okay? And he died a few years ago, laying in the street behind a Greyhound station in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. So what I'm trying to tell you is that these guys are suffering greatly from CTE, and nobody's bringing it up. It's like, you know, once they're out of the limelight, they're gone. And that's what I try to tell people, is that they don't see these guys 10 or 15 years later. They're saying, oh, he didn't go to war with them. Well, most of these guys have been to war too many times. Let's talk about heavyweights.
Yeah, I mean, the business side of boxing is a cold, ugly side. And it's, once you're no longer in use, you're discarded. You know, that's why you got to make your money. So that quote with Tyson Fury that you played earlier is very relevant. You know, make your bread. I will never, ever, ever dog a fighter for making every single cent that he can, what he still can, for any athlete.
Okay, so what about Errol Spence then?
Errol Spence is being pigheaded. I think he's not thinking of his future. He's not thinking of his lovely family. There's, to me, if he beats Sebastian Fandora, then there's something, I'm not going to say WWE mixing, but there's no way. Look, you said this about a year ago. He shot. The beating he took against Terrence Crawford, he wasn't competitive. That accident, look, he's made a lot of money. He lives on a big ranch. There's no need for him to come back in the ring, but the ego is the biggest muscle in people's bodies.
Okay, three months ago, Tim Zoo was on top of the world as far as 154 pounds was concerned. Charlo had made his exit, per se. And then, of course, he ran into the aforementioned Sebastian Fedora. He was fouled in the second round, and the corner never called it. But at the end of the day, he lost a 12-round decision. Now Tim Zoo slated to take on Virgil Ortiz. I mean, good Lord, can you see where... 3 months ago, he was the man. Now he's on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Listen, you know, this is Frank Sinatra, flying high in April, shot down in May, right? It's a cold, fast world. Now he's the B-side against Virgil Ortiz. And basically, he's not, you know, not to be over-dramatic, but his career's on the line. You know, it's a big fight. you know, and you wonder if it goes decision, if he's going to get the benefit of the doubt, you know, fighting against an undefeated prospect or a contender. And the difference of a smart, seasoned corner. That cut happened, there was no way. Unless they were going to make a quick pit stop to, you know, to a super plastic surgeon, there was no way that cut was going to heal. They should have taken the win on the technicality, and we're not even having this conversation.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bad phone line at all. I'm going to say goodbye to Socrates Palmer. Sock, have a great week. Hug the wife, kiss the kids. I mean, you are the man. You know that you are living the dream.
Thank you, brother. And I am very fortunate talking to one of my best friends in the world every week about boxing.
Thank you so much. Peace. You are tuned. Thank you so much. The great Socrates Palmer, boxing's true PhD. Of course, George Kambos is failing miserably against Vasyl Lomachenko a fortnight ago. Of course, he capturing the IBF title. Of course, they split up the lightweight championship after Devin Haney supposedly unified it. But at the end of the day, Lomachenko beat Devin Haney. So Devin Haney really has no claim to fame on mine. He really just doesn't. So, you know, when I look at Haney now and the fact that he's got this WBC title, he's going to come back. What's he going to do with it? Sandor Martin? Who's going to want to watch that fight? I mean, Sandor Martin's a decent fighter, and he probably deserved the decision or possibly deserved a draw with Teofimo Lopez a couple of years ago. But the bottom line is Sandor Martin's not the most exciting fighter in the world. This isn't Hagler-Hearns all over again. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, you got to pick and choose in boxing. You just do, especially if you're a fighter and, you know, you're going through your zenith or you're at your zenith or you're starting to decline this. Now, speaking of declining, man, I looked at that performance of Canelo Alvarez again against Jaime Munguia. And, you know, I'm having to give him maybe like a C minus, a C plus, maybe straight up. He didn't look all that good. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mike Tyson, he's fighting Jake Paul. You know this man well. What are your expectations for that big fight?
Mike Tyson is two-dimensional. He's going to come at you, try and knock you out. You got to try and stay away from him. Stay away from his power. I seen him working out the other day, and he throws some good combinations. Make sure that he's not in the way of those punches. Tyson's a real fighter.
He's 57 years young. He's still got it. He's still got it in his eye.
Oh, yeah. Tyson can throw a punch. He can take a punch. He's doing something that he's used to.
So get this, I'm going to date myself here, but it's May 1984. I'm sitting at the Olympic training camp in Colorado Springs, of course, down there for the Western Olympic Trials. Mike Tyson was there, Pernell Whitaker was there, a few, you know, Mark Breland, I think, was there at that time. They were all training. They were sort of like some of the chosen for the 84 team. There's just no doubt about it. Breland and Meldrick Taylor and people like that were the chosen. Henry Tillman, another guy that was chosen. Of course, he would win the gold medal anyway. Mike Tyson and Michael Nunn were in the same hot tub. This is the way I remember it, okay? So we're all sitting in this hot tub. And we're going back and forth, and they're calling each other. I'm not involved with this. I'm like the brown guy. There's a couple of white guys in there, but it's mainly a black thing. It's like 15 black guys in this hot tub as big as a room, as big as a two-bedroom house. I kid you not, it was a huge, huge hot tub. And there's like, you know, maybe 20 guys in there. And like a couple of guys are white, and there's me, a Hispanic guy, maybe another Hispanic guy, and the rest of everybody else is black. So they're jiving. They're going back and forth. They're talking smack. They're capping on each other's, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends and all that kind of stuff. They're going back and forth. And Mike Tyson said something to Michael Nunn like, you know, I knew your mother when she was hoeing. And Michael Nunn said, say what? And the whole room got quiet. Imagine this. They're sitting around. We're all sitting down in a hot tub like a swimming pool. We're sitting in a swimming pool. And Mike Tyson says to Michael Nunn, I knew your mama when she was hoeing. That meant, what he was saying was, I knew your mother when she was a prostitute. Whoa, that didn't go over well with Michael Nunn. Michael Nunn, of course, Davenport, Iowa. Of course, that's where he's from, but he was like 160 pounds dripping wet at that point in time, and he stood up in the hot tub, and he walked over to Mike Tyson. I can't say the N-word on air, because, bottom line is, he unleashed on Mike Tyson like you wouldn't believe, like, MF, get up, let's go. You talk about my mother, let's get up. Anyway, Mike Tyson had crossed the line without a doubt, okay? And so he knew it at that point in time. You can sort of feel it. You know when you cross the line and you bring some guy's mother into it that you probably went a little bit too far, and of course, Mike Tyson didn't initiate any contact with Michael Nunn. Of course, he outweighed Michael Nunn at that point in time by 40 pounds. So I said to myself, okay. And that was something I sort of like recorded in my mind. And then later on, he would become heavyweight champion of the world. And I said to myself, you know, when somebody gets Mike in the right situation as far as his mindset is concerned, they're going to be able to turn him back. They're going to be able to make him fold. They're going to make him like cringe. They're going to be able to make Mike Tyson back up because I saw Michael Nunn put the fear of God in his eyes. I saw the fear of God in Mike Tyson's eyes over calling Michael Nunn's mother a hoe. But at the end of the day, of course, Mike Tyson will become heavyweight champion, and I kept waiting for him to come with his comeuppance. I figured at one point in time, somebody's going to stand up to Mike and you know, say, look, I'm not scared of you. I'm not going to, you know, spit in my pants, spit with an H. And it was one guy, of course, that did do that in Atlantic City. I was ringside. I won't mention his name, but the bottom line is he was fighting Mike Tyson, and he went out one round, but he had lost his shorts or soiled his shorts. However you want to put it, people in the ring were going, man, something's funky up here. Well, that's what was funky. The guy actually spit his pants because he was going to fight Mike Tyson. That's how intimidating Mike Tyson is. But he's 57 years old now. 57 years old. And of course, he's taking on Jake Paul. It's going to be July the 20th at the AT&T Stadium in Texas. And of course, I think they're fighting in Texas, much like Mike Tyson's fought in, where did he fight? In Tennessee or somewhere when he fought the last time with Lennox Lewis for the heavyweight title. Of course, he fought in a place where they weren't really going to be high on drug testing. I don't think they will here. And Mike Tyson says he's quit smoking for this fight. He hasn't quit smoking for this fight. Mike has his own show. It's called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, where he smokes weed on the air and he talks to people every week. So the bottom line is that's what he does. That's who he is. But he's 57 years old. He made his pro debut March 6, 1985. Of course, I thought he was going to make the Olympic trials. I mean, the Olympic Games. Of course, him and Henry Tillman, I said to myself, you know, Henry's a good boxer, but Mike will probably knock him out. And Mike knocked him down a couple times in their fights, but he couldn't win under the amateur rules. Might have won, might even won under the professional rules, but he couldn't have won under the amateur rules. Because in amateur boxing, it's all about contact with the gloves. I know it's petty, but get this. If I knock a guy down and he hits me with two or three jabs, the two or three jabs are worth as much as a knockdown.
come on, man, that doesn't seem right, does it? Only in amateur boxing. That's why it's amateur boxing. Anyway, at the end of the day, Jake Paul, of course, and Mike Tyson will generate a lot of money. I figure they'll draw close to 50,000 people into this AT&T Stadium or Jerry Jones' house down there in Arlington, Texas. It's supposed to be 8 2-minute rounds. This is more of an exhibition than it is a fight, but it's being sanctioned by the Texas Athletic Commission as a professional boxing match. And, of course, BoxRec.com, the so-called Bible of boxing nowadays outside of fight news, they're trying to say it's a legitimate fight as well. But Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, I don't know. This has got a real WWE smell to it. It just does. And I think that if Mike Tyson isn't on the tank or if he isn't on the tank, isn't on, you know, Mike doesn't decide to take it easy on him, he knocks Jake Paul out. I mean, Jake Paul, hey, and I want to give Jake Paul, I want to call him out on this, PEDs. I mean, that's another reason why they're probably fighting in Texas, is that they don't test for PEDs. Remember when Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., he had a cocaine problem, this and that, and they couldn't drug test him after a fight because they didn't have a bottle? Remember that one? This Texas, we didn't have a bottle, so we couldn't. Yes, that's the way Texas sort of lacks as far as the testing is concerned, of course. But I think that Jake Paul's on roids, and it's in my opinion, he's on performance enhancing drugs or Flintstone vitamins. Call him what you want. He's 9-1. I think that he'll be 9-2 if it's legit. I mean, if it's legit, Mike Tyson at 57 years old. Listen, I don't want to brag or boast, okay, but I'm in decent enough shape where I can slap the snot out of a lot of guys 15, 20 years younger than me. It's just the way it is. I'm just trying to tell you. I mean, I don't know if it's the fact that I stay in shape. I run. I do some shadow boxing, this and that. I do weights and this kind of stuff. I have a little weight secret that I do. But the bottom line is I'm always active. I stay in shape. So you know why? The reason why I stay in shape is that, you know, I'm scared of getting whooped. I've never been beaten in a street fight, ever, ever. Ever. In the city of San Francisco, I fought in South City too. I fought a lot of guys and nobody ever said, you know, we whooped him. They couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. I mean, I would get in these fights with guys much bigger than me when I was a policeman. This is what I took the skills that I learned fighting in the street into the police department. In other words, when you got into a fight that was with a guy that was bigger than you, just grab and hold on to him for 45 seconds. If you can hold on to him for 30 seconds, he's done. He's absolutely done. He spent himself. He's not a trained athlete. So at the end of the day, that's what I used to do. I used to hold on to these guys, and after a few seconds, I would beat them into submission, of course, and put the handcuffs on them. It was all over. Speaking of beating a guy into submission, how about Jack Catterall? Of course, a guy that's been 140-pounder, of course, from the Scotland. It was a battle of all Scotland, him and Josh Taylor. Of course, they hooked it up for the World Junior Welterweight Championship a couple years ago, but I think they called it a draw. It was one of the worst decisions in the history of boxing. It just was. And, of course, Josh Taylor, after that, dropped every title he had. I think he had four belts. He dropped three of the belts, the WBA, the WBC, and the IBF belt. I think he might have dropped those in order to keep the WBO belt. And, of course, he defended that title and lost. Now he's going to take on Jack Catterall in a much thought about rematch, but Catterall hasn't looked good in his last couple of fights, and Josh Taylor hasn't looked good as well. So it's on the zone. That's today. Super lightweight, 140 pounds. Check your TV schedule for that. Also on May 25th, pretty good fight. I like this guy. I think he's the future at 168 pounds. Of course, I've been saying that David Benavidez is the future at 168 pounds. Well, he won't be. And the reason why he won't be is that Canelo Alvarez won't fight him. This is no doubt about it. Canelo Alvarez won't fight him. He's talking about fighting Terrence Crawford. He's fighting, everybody. I mean, they've got a couple of William Kroll, I think, is the IBF contender. The IBF is mandatory that he fights William Kroll, this and that. Of course, the WBC hasn't said a word. They're awfully quiet down there in Mexico City when it comes to Canelo Alvarez. I don't get it. Why is it that Canelo's allowed to call the shots? I mean, based on his last pay-per-view numbers, when he did less than 500,000 homes pay-per-view here in the United States, he's not the pay-per-view icon that he once was. He's just not anymore. It's time to stick a fork in Canelo Alvarez. People say to me, oh, Pedro, come on, pound for pound, he's still the king. No. Inoue, the kid from Japan, he's a pound-for-pound king in boxing. I mean, he's the one that got off the floor against Luis Nery. Luis Nery is once beaten coming into that fight at 122 pounds a fortnight ago in Japan. Of course, he went into that fight a pretty good underdog, but Nery dropped Inoue in the first round. Inoue got off the canvas, of course, and stopped him, I think, in the 10th round after that. But at the end of the day, Inoue, I think, is a pound-for-pound king in boxing. I just think so. I think that Terrence Crawford, of course, he had his claim to fame by fighting once a year and fighting, you know, guys that haven't been all that good. I mean, the Errol Spence fight was supposed to be like climactic. It was supposed to be like an epic battle in boxing history. It wasn't. I mean, you know, he lost it the weigh-in. I'm talking about Errol Spence. He probably lost in that car accident. But, I mean, the condition he was in at the weigh-in, of course, he looked really drained, and he never got himself back together, and he was beaten on from the first round. I mean, after the first round, it was all Terrence Crawford. I mean, there was no There was no Errol Spence in that fight. And afterwards, of course, people should look back at the fact that he suffered a severe brain bleed when he was tossed out of that car. Of course, that car accident 3 or 4 years ago. When he was tossed out of that car, he had a couple fights afterwards. But when he was tossed out of that car, he suffered severe brain bleeds. You can see the bleeding around his eyeballs in pictures that were taken 3 and 4 weeks later. So if he was still showing the residual effects of a brain bleed a month later, bottom line is it was a bad brain bleed, a concussion, a bad brain bleed. And still they allowed him to come back and box again. I think that had he suffered those injuries in a boxing ring, he would never box again in his life. This is the way it is. But, of course, they want to make some money on it. Speaking of make money, there's a betting line going. You can bet on Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I'm still trying to say, I hope that Mike Tyson wouldn't go in the tank on us on this. I think that there's a small chance that he would go soft on Jake Paul and they would just, like, have a gentleman's agreement and go 8 rounds. I'm hoping that's not the case because this is supposedly a sanctioned fight. Of course, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, they went the distance, and Mike Tyson said afterwards, you know, he was happy. It went the distance because everybody was happy. This and that. Listen, Mike, I don't want everybody happy. I want Jake Paul's fans to be unhappy. I want Jake Paul to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree and go back to YouTube and fighting guys like me and Daniel and guys like that. Come on, he needs to go back to fighting bums. I mean, Mike Tyson is not a bum. Have you seen Mike Tyson work out lately? I mean, yeah, he works out better at hot boxing, but the bottom line is he is just amazing for 57 years old. He's still got that move. He can slip the right hand and crack you with the left hook, and I think that's what's going to happen. He's only got to come up with one decent move against Jake Paul, and Jake Paul's very one-dimensional. Left hand, jab, right hand. I mean, he rarely throws a hook this night because he doesn't want to jeopardize himself. When you throw the hook, you know, things happen. That's why it takes so long to get there. The hook, of course, takes a long time to get there. But the hook is the best punch in the world because it hits people when they can't see it coming. That's what sort of dropped me. I think I was dropped 4 or 5 times. Maybe 5 times in my amateur career of 52 fights. But I was dropped those 4 or 5 times, all by hooks. Last two by right hooks, by a southpaw. Ernie Chavez out there in the National Golden Gloves. But the bottom line is, it was all by hooks because you don't see them coming. Bam! You say to yourself, what the hell's going on? You're looking at everybody. Everybody's horizontal at this point in time. And you're looking at people saying, what's going on here? And they're going, get up, get up. You have no idea what they're talking about. Then 10 seconds, you know, 3 or 4 seconds later, you have to bounce up and get your act together. But, of course, that last time against Ernie Chavez in the National Golden Gloves down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, when I fought him, I was 141 pounds. He was 163. 163. Of course, he told me about that when he turned pro. We did some pro fights together on the Z Channel. I was a telecaster down there in Irvine, California. I got to televise Ernie Chavez's fights. Of course, Ernie was a high-ranking welterweight here in the United States as far as the amateur scene was concerned. And I thought I could step up to welterweight and whoop any of these dudes because I'm whooping them in the gym, right? Ain't the same. Ain't the same. No doubt about that. Ernie lit me up like the White House Christmas tree stopped me in the second round. Anyway, back to May 25th, ESPN+. Plus. This is the fight of the night as far as talent's concerned. Unbeaten, Christian Mabili. He's got a lot of knockouts. He's fighting at 168 against Mark Heffron. Mark, I feel sorry for him. He's probably not going to last that long. The co-feature is going to feature two heavyweights. We'll go with Makhmunadov against Rockhannon, something like that. Bottom line is heavyweights, ESPN+. Plus, of course, that's probably brought to you by Top Rank. Got to give Top Rank some props. Of course, talk about the 94-year-old, 98-year-old. How old is he? Talk about Bob Arum. Give Bob Arum props. He's still rolling. Speaking of props, Larry Merchant, let me get this a second. Larry Merchant said this week, since I'm not going to be around very long, I better come out with my top 10 heavyweight list of all time. I'll go into that in depth after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen. I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When they say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter pound for pound, meaning that I imagine if he was a heavyweight fighting the same style, he'd be the greatest, I would have to admit, I would have to say yes. I have his fight films, I've watched the film. That man was beautiful, timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. I say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all times, but pound for pound, I still say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest of all time.
He's talking about the man, of course, born Walker Smith Jr. I met him in 1984. We went into depth on that on a prior show. Maybe I'll do it again in the future. Bottom line is, this is what Larry Merchant had to say this week. Sort of pissed me off, but the bottom line is he said this. Quote, okay, I probably won't be around for much longer, so here it is. My list of the best heavyweights of all time. Of course, he was born February 11th, 1931. It was Larry Merchant. Number 10, Joe Frazier, of course, former world heavyweight champion. George Foreman, the man that that took care of Joe Frazier, took the heavyweight title away from him. Number 8, Mike Tyson. Number 7, Evander Holyfield. And with an asterisk there, of course, he used performance-enhancing drugs. Number 6, Jack Dempsey. Number 5, Rocky Marciano. Number 4, Lennox Lewis. Number 3, Joe Louis. Number 2, Larry Holmes. And number 1, Muhammad Ali. That's Larry Merchant's top 10. So Larry talking about, I'm not going to be around very long. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Yes, he is 93 years old, but I'm going to tell you, he's the sharpest 93. I mean, he's sharper than a lot of people I know that are in their 30s. I kid you not. I mean, I ask him about stuff, and he can go back in time and bring stuff up. He doesn't have memory issues as far as like 90 and 100 years ago like me. He doesn't. I mean, he and I can remember, talk about stuff that happened a long time ago. Now, I don't remember what I walked into a room for. That happens a lot. I walk in the room. What did I walk in this room for? That I don't remember. But the bottom line is, I remember everything back, of course, in my life to when I was 3 years old. Actually, when my sister was born, taken home from St. Joseph's Hospital. I think that was December 1st, 1960. That's the first memory I ever had. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of Larry Merchant, the retired HBO Godfather, will be here tomorrow on tomorrow's edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, as it comes to you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, the American Forces Network. Of course, live on the WBC Facebook page and via VTV. Want to thank down people down there in Dallas, Texas, the Jackmans, both Double J and, of course, Danielle. And, of course, they've got a beautiful stable of dogs down there. They take care of dogs. They're the most wonderful people in the world when it comes to taking care of dogs. Speaking of dogs, I'm still trying to get a dog. I went and saw a couple of dogs at the pound the other day, and I left there in tears, this and that. So I'm still in an emotional basket case. Most people know I love my dog. My dog died like 5.5 years ago, and I still haven't gotten over the dog. Maybe I need to go to a shrink. Hey, Daniel, should I go see a shrink? Danny's shaking his head down there. Not for the dog, just for everything else. For everything else. Go see the shrink for everything else, not the dog. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we've been coming to you now. Come 40 years, come September 2024, it'll be 40 years. I started off doing this with Charles J. back in 1984. We were doing like one-minute segments. We called them Ring Talk. We didn't know what to call it. Let's call it Ring Talk. So we called it Ring Talk. And of course, then I went on my own in 1989, and we've been rocking and rolling since then. Went into national syndication in 1990 and never looked back. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The producer today, the impeccable one, not Bailey Peck. I'm talking about Daniel Ogden, my man, straight up on Saturdays. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.